From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. While hiking on Mount Monadnock this summer, I witnessed an odd phenomenon. Nearly motionless, hovering insects with orange-yellow stripes over a dark body, suggesting wasps or bees. The tight aerial formation of insects hovered at eye level in a shaft of sunlight over the trail. The hoverflies, sometimes called flower flies, belong to a large group in the order Diptera, the true flies. Those in the family, Syrphidae, have only one pair of wings, while all wasps and bees have two pairs of wings. Hoverflies sport spots, bands, or stripes of yellow or light brown against a dark background. Many are covered in dense body hair, suggesting a bumblebee. They are capable of fast flight and can hover perfectly motionless. In summer, hoverflies are found nectaring on woodland or meadow wildflowers or in gardens alongside butterflies, bumblebees, and other flower-dependent insects. Males emerge and mature earlier in summer than females. Hoverfly larvae are beneficial to garden crops by eating pests, including aphids. While hoverflies do not sting and are completely harmless, their hovering and dark and light stripes mimicry protects them from falling prey to birds and other insectivores, which avoid eating bees and wasps. Birds generally will not attack bees, as they innately know about stinging. Biologists use the term Batesian mimicry to describe when a palatable vulnerable species, the hoverfly, closely resembles either an unpalatable or a well-protected species, a bee or wasp. This sheep in wolf's clothing strategy provides a twist on camouflage. The prey species uses camouflage not to hide, but to frighten potential predators. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.